Ramana Shabbat, Dabbat Aleph. Today's Dab is being studied in the Shadar Lamed. We begin today's Dab on Lamed Abud Bet. We are on the bottom line, Tar Rabbanan, the Olam. Yadam an Vitan ki Hillel. A person should be humble like Hillel, Val Yeh Kabdan, Kishamai should not be a Kabdan. Stern like Shammai, Masib, Shne Bnei Adam, Shimru Zeev Zeh. They made a bet. Amnu kol mi shiyelech miyachnit et Hillel, yitol dalet meot zuz. Whoever can go get Hillel upset, get him angry, we'll get 400 zuz. Amar echad memani echnitenu. I'll get him. Oto ayom ha'erib Shabbat ha'yaveh, Hillel hafaf et rosho, ve'alach ve'amar ala petach beto. Hillel was in the shower washing his hair. The guy went by the petach beto, by his door, amar, mikan Hillel, mikan Hillel. And she says, "Klum kan elel ashon genai." Some to the Nasi Israel. So that already supposed to upset him. You call the chief rabbi by his first name. The tapev v'yatzalik nato. He put on his robe. He put on his covering, and he went to greet him. Amar lo beni, ma ata mevakesh? Look at the patience. Beni calls my son. What do you request? Amar le she'ela yesh li shol. Amar le she'al beni she'al. Again, beni she'al beni she'al. Ask my son. Ask. Neimar she'en shel babliim segalgelot. Why are the heads of the Babylonians round? According to the first Lashon of Dashi, they're not so round, but according to the second Lashon of Dashi, it's round. Amar le bini she'ela gedola she'alta. It's a big question, yes. Because they don't have good nurses. So when the baby's born, they don't know how to shape the head properly, and therefore they all come out with round heads. Alach. He waited for a shahat, some say shahat, it's 15-20 minutes, until he got back into the shower. Hazar ve'amar, mikan elel, mikan elel, v'tatev v'yatzar klatu, amal lo beni, ma ata mevekesh, amal l'sheela yesh li l'shol, amal l'sheal beni sheal, mepenei ma enehen shel trumidiyin. Trumidiyin is a type of people, terutot. Terutot is rakot, very soft, very sensitive eyes they have. Because they live next to the sand and the wind blows it into their eyes, and therefore it causes them to have sensitive eyes. Another pshat in Ashi is their eyes are round, the socket of their eye is round. And then he says, "If Afkan ani omer ken, umechneshet darim ben acholot, shina otam amakom." So God made the eyes round in order that it can be protected from the sand, so it shouldn't go into. If they have long eyes, the sand is going to go in, but the round eyes protects them. Alach v'imtin shachat hazar v'amar mikan helil mikan helil. The tatefi yatzal kratov. Amar lebeni ma'atav avakesh amar sheela yesh li nishol amar sheal beni sheal b'pnei marag lehen shel afrikiim. The Chabot, why do the Africans have such wide feet? Good question. So because they live by the swamplands, and therefore their big wide feet gives them traction. And as she says, another explanation, they live by the swamps, they walk barefoot, and their legs swell up. Usually the shoe keeps the leg or keeps the foot restricted, but since they walk barefoot, so their legs open up. Amar lo she'elot arbe yesh li lishol. He says, I have many more questions to ask. I'm worried that you might get angry. The tatev yashav lepanav. He got dressed. He put on his atifah. He sat in front of him. Amar le kol she'elot she'esh lecha lishol she'al. Whatever you want to ask, can ask. Amar le atahu elel shekulim otcha nasi Yisrael. You're the Hillel that they call the Nasi of Israel. Amar lehen. Amar le imatahu. If that's who you are, lo yirbu kemotcha b'Yisrael. They should not be like you and Am Yisrael. Amar le beni b'pnei ma. Why do you say that? Amar le b'pnei she'avati al yadecha dalid me'od zuz. Because of you I lost 400 zuz. Amar le eve zahir beruhacha. So be careful with your spirit, with your patience. Kedai u'lel she'te'abed al yado dalid me'od zuz ve'dalid me'od zuz ve'lel lo yakpid. As she says, kedai u'lel she'zahui lekach Hillel, which means I'm a patient person, and therefore it's kedai that you lost it. Even if you would have bet another 400 and another 400, you would lose it again, because Hillel doesn't get Hillel's not going to get angry. The Rabbanan, Maaseh ben Ochni Achad Sheba Lefnei Shammai. Another story. That what? Came in front of Shema, Amalo, Kama Torot Yeshlechem. How many Torot do you have? Amalo Shetayim, Torah Shebechtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. Amalo Shebechtav, Ani Ma'amincha. I trust you when it comes to Torah Shebechtav. However, Shebaalpeh, Ani Ma'amincha. I don't trust you when it comes to Torah Shebaalpeh. Okay? Geyerini Amalat Shetelamedini Torah Shebechtav. Confirm me on the Amalat Shetelah Shebechtav. Ga'ar Bo, Votsu Ben Zifa. He sent them out, Ben Zifa. In anger, that she says, because Abale Kabel Devre Havrut Chutz Medavar Echad. You come to accept the Torah, excluding one item. Vechen Ger Abale Gayer. You the whole Torah except one item. You have to accept the whole Torah. You can accept the half of the Torah. Baal Fnei Lir Geira. He converted him. Yomak Kama Amale Aleph Bet Gimal Dalet. First day he told him, okay, let me teach you the Torah. Aleph Bet Gimal Dalet. The Mahara Pichle. The day after, he switched it. He told them Tashrak. He told them the reverse. Amaleva etmolo amarti achi. You told me alibed alibed gimel. He's starting from the end. Amale lav alay didika samach. You're relying on me. You're trusting on me. The alpen amisemuch alay. It's just like you're trusting me for the alibed. Trust me for the Rashi alpen also. That the tradition that we have to trust. Me. That's the way I got him. No, she says midnight. I tell you day. She's who alibed who bed. What are you asking me? You say the alibed. How do you know alibed? Ela shlematich. Besamach alay. The alpen amisemuch alay vaday. Shul maaseh benochli achad shabal lefne shemay. Amale gayerini amenat shetila medini kol haTorah kolak kasherini omed al regel achad. Teach me the whole Torah when I'm standing on one leg. Bahafo ba'amat binyan. He was holding like the leveler in his hand, and the stick, and he kicked him out. Hillel converted him. Amar lo, he told him his whole Torah. Da'alak sanei la'avraku ta'avid. What you don't want people to do to you, don't do to your friend. Zui kol haTorah kolah. That's the whole Torah. Ve'idach perusha. The rest is commentary. Who's Zil Gemor? Go learn it. She says da'amar ta'ol edat ezer avaz sanui Zil Gemor v'teda, which means ve'idach shad v'le Torah perusha da'ay milta. The rest of the Torah just teaches you what items that you shouldn't do to your friend. It's all a commentary on ve'avtal ha'ge kamoka. That's the way I explain. Shuv ma'aseh benuchli ahad shaya oved ahore bet ha'midrash. Goy was walking behind the bet ha'midrash. V'shama kol sofer shaya omer ve'ed le ha'begadim asher yasu choshen ve'efod. He's reading the Begdei Kehuna. Amar, the goy says, halalu lemi, who wears these beautiful clothes? Amru do le kohen gadol. The Kohen Gadol wears them. Amar oto nochli ba'atzmo elech mitkayed b'shul shisimuni Kohen Gadol. I'll convert them, make me the Kohen Gadol. I'll get to wear these beautiful clothes. But if the Shemai Amar de kayirini amenat shetisimuni Kohen Gadol, Shemai has no patience for his antics. Da hafo be'amata binyad shebiyado. He's still holding the stick in his head, and he kicked him out. But if the Leil gira, he came in front of Leil and Leil converted him. Amar le. Before we appoint you as the king or as the Kohen, you have to learn the formalities. You have to learn the protocol of the kingdom. Go study the protocol. He started to learn. To the pasuk, this is the stranger that comes close into the Kodesh Kodashim Yumat. Amale mekraze amine emar. Who's the czar? Who's this talking about? Amale afilu al David Melech Israel. Even David makes a czar Kohen. He's considered a czar. If he goes to the Kodesh Kodashim Yumat, nasa oto ger kavachomer ba'atzmo. Uma Yisrael shekru banim lemakom. Yisrael that are called banim lemakom. God's children. Umetoch ava shabam kara lehem beni bechuni Yisrael. And God loves them so much that He calls the Jewish people His firstborn son. Ketiv alehem v'azara kerev yumat. And still, what? When it comes to the kehuna, Jewish people are called zara kerev yumat. They die. Ger. Ger is a convert. Hakal shabam b'maklo b'ten milo. I came with my stick and my knapsack. Alahat kama v'kama. Baal ifne shamay, amale klum raui ani liot kohen gadol. So what are you talking about? Amai raui to be the kohen gadol. Valu kiti b'Torah, v'azeh v'azar akarev yumat. It says in the pasuk v'azar akarev yumat. Baal ifne hillel, amale anvetan hillel.
ינוחו לך ברכות על ראשך שקנבתני תחת כנפי השכינה. Is that your humility that you brought me close to the Shekhinah? Leil Shammai told me, get away. And you show your humility that you brought me closer. Comes Gemara and says, Leyamim is Davigu Shiloshtan Nemakom Echad. One day, all three Gerim, they met. They had a convention. And she says, Shiloshim Gerim Alalu. Amru. They've all said the same result. Kabdenuto Shil Shammai Bekshah Letordenu Min Ha'olam. The sternness of Shammai wanted to push us away from this world. But the humility of Shammai, which means the Hillel, means the patience of Hillel as well, brought us under the wings of the Shekhinah. Amar Rish Lakish. These are referring to the Shisha Sedrei Mishnah, this pasuk. Emunat ze seder zera'im. That's referring to Seder Zera'im, because we have to trust people that they take their Ma'asrot. That's what's called Emunot, because Ma'asrot is in Seder Zera'im. Eitecha is Seder Moed. Eitecha is the Zman. It's the time. The Shabbat, Hagim, it's all times. Chosen is Seder Nashim. Chosen is strength. Not only that, as she says, but it's Lashon Yoshim, inheritors. Because the girl, you get married, and she brings you inheritors, because she brings your children. So that's what's called Chosen, the Lashon inheritance. Yeshuaot, Zeseder Nezikim. Why? That she says, Moshi'an Mazir Lefrosh Me'ezek, Umitchem, it saves you. It saves you from damages, you get salvation, and then you get paid, you get compensated. That's the Yeshuaot. Zeseder Nezikim. Chochmat, Zeseder Kadashim. That the wisdom is in Siddur Kadashim, Vedaat Ze Siddur Tarot. Daat is even higher than Chokhmah. That's referring to the Siddur of Tarot. V'afilu Achi, Yirat Hashem, Yotzaro. But with all that, you need Yirat Hashem. That's the main item in order to remember your learning, as she says, to gather all the knowledge, is the Inyan of Yirat Hashem. Amar Rava, B'sha'at Shemachmisim Adam Ladin, when they bring a person into the Deen, אומרים לו, נסעת ונתת באמונה, they tell him, conduct yourself in business באמונה, honestly, קבעת עתים לתורה, did you designate time for the study of Torah, that she says, לפי שאדם צריך לתעסק בדרך ארץ, first let's go to work, שאם אין דרך ארץ אין תורה, we're not going to work, we're not business, you don't have Torah, you're going to stop, הוא צריך לקבוע עתים לתורה, but still you have to designate hours every day, to study of Torah, דבר קצוב, שלא יימשך כל יום לדרך ארץ, you know, you get drawn into your business, it can never end, so if you have to designate specific times for the study of Torah, עסקת בפור, פור פריה ורביה, that's referring to Hosen. With all these in Yanimovi, all these questions are connected. The words in the pasuk that we said over here. Nasata v'natata be'emuna. That's emunot. And then kavata tima toraj etecha in the pasuk. And now it says asakta be'pur. That's Hosen. B'diavribia. Sepita lishua. That's Yeshua. Did you anticipate the what the prophet said that there's going to be a Yeshua? Pilpalta be'chokma. That's what we said over there. The Siddur Kadashim is Chokhmah. Bepata bechokhmah. Hevanta davar mituch davar. That's Tevuna. That's Da'at. Did you contemplate davar mituch davar? It's learning one thing from another. Vafidu hachi. But even with all that, I yirat Hashem yotzaro in. What yirat Hashem is good. Ilo lo. Mashal le'adam shamal shiluho. Guy told the servant, He'ayla li kur chitin la'aliyah. Bring me a kur. Who is the measure? Let's say a bushel of chitin. Bring it to the attic. Halach ve'ailal. So he went and brought it to him. Amale ailavta li bahen kav chumtin. Did you put a kav of chumtin? Chumtin is preservatives, so they don't get wormy. Amale lav. He told him, no, I didn't put the kav chumtin in there. Amale mutavim lo alitia. Better he didn't bring it. Which means you have to put preservative in order to preserve it. Same thing. Yirat Shamayim preserves the Torah into a person. But if a person just learns Torah without Yirat Shamayim, so therefore it's not going to do him too much. It's only going to ruin him. Chaim Volozhin learns on this Gemara. And the Nefesh Chaim, Perek Dalet, the following Hadush. Actually, it's in the beginning. He says like this. He says, somebody might say, Yirat Hashem, it's Bitul Torah. Where do I get Yirat Hashem from? From learning Musar. Learning Musar, I could be studying Gemara. So maybe somebody's going to argue and say,
I can't waste time from my Gemara learning to study Musar. So Rechaim Elazar says, based on this Gemara, and it's a Gemara about Mitzia as well. Person goes to Shaliach, doesn't go to bring me a bushel of product. Whatever, Hittin. He comes back, he brings him the bushel. No problem. He starts to take out the stuff from the bag, and he sees it's a bushel minus a kav. Instead of giving him a bushel full of Hittin, it's a bushel minus a kav. And what's that kav? Kav Humtin, the preservative. Takes him to Beddin. He says, I ordered a bushel. I didn't order a bushel minus. What is this kav Humtin? What is the Beddin rule like? The Beddin rules with the Shaliach. Because the Halacha says that when you order a bushel, the kav Humtin is not considered taking away from the principle. Adraba, without that kav Humtin, like the Gemara says, you have nothing. It's a preservative. So it's assumed that when you tell somebody you want a bushel of chitin, it's assumed that he's going to give you a bushel minus a kav. Similarly, he says, the main item, the chitin, is Talmud Torah. But the kav Humtin is the Yirat Shamayim. And therefore, it's not considered to be true Torah. Adrabah, if there's 2 hours of learning and you have to take 15 minutes of Musar, we don't say, oh, you're taking away from the learning. Adrabah, that's factored into the limud that without the preservative, you're not going to have 2 hours. Comes the Gemara and says, Tana Deber, B. You learn more? Ben Yoga, the famous story of Rav Salanta. Rav Salanta, they came to him. The guy said, I only have 1 hour to learn. Should I learn Gemara? Should I learn Musar? He told him, learn Musar and you'll realize you have more than 1 hour to learn. Amar Abtar al Birbish Ma'ayat. Me'arev Adam. Here it is. Me'arev Adam. Kav Humtin. Bechush Tibuav. That's the Gemara I was referring to. That you're allowed to mix a Kav of Humtin into a Kud of Tibuav and you don't have to worry about Una'ah. You don't have to worry about that you're overcharged, that you charge it for a kud and you only gave him less. Amar Abba bar bar Rav Huna, Rashi says, "Lemochrab de mechitin, you can charge him for full price." The eno onai shadish sheminatam bekach. That preserves it. That's the sheminah bekach. That's considered. That's for granted. Amar Abba bar Rav Huna, kol Adam sheyesh bo Torah. Anybody that has Torah. Ve'en bo yirat shamayim, but he does not have yirat shamayim. Domeh ligizbar shemaslu lo maftechot pinimiyot or maftechot haitzonot lo maslu lo. They gave him the keys to the inner chamber, but he doesn't have the key to the outer chamber, so he can't get in. And therefore, what good is it? So he went into the inside. That's the inside, but he needs to get in. Ve'hai ayil. How's he going to get in? As he says, yirat shamayim domeh lepetachim haitzonim shederech lahem nechnasim. פנימיים, כך אם ירש שמיים הוא נעשה חרד לשמור ולעשות ואם לאב אינו חושש לתורתו. There's no garon to his learning, there's no protection and therefore he has the פנימיים, but if he doesn't have the keys to it's a subject, exactly, it's secular, therefore the ירד שמיים preserves the, that's the outer chamber that preserves what is inside, so therefore it's like the outer keys of the chamber. So he's not protected. He doesn't have the surrounding areas on the outside to protect the Torah. Machriz Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said a similar thing in Aramaic. Haval adlet le darta v'tar'al le darta avid. Woe to a person that does not have a garden, but he builds a fence around his garden. What he build a fence over here? Which means the, in this case over here, what's the mashal that she says? Well, there's no Rashi, so he says, "Habal al mishen lo hatzer, v'asur sha'al la hatzer." That Torah is a sha'al that connects to the kavir at shemayim. V'lachen tzarik lagdim yirat la Torah. That means you have to have a yirat shemayim in order to enter the Torah. So he doesn't have a hatzer, but he builds a fence. Again, habal al mishen lo hatzer, v'asur sha'al la hatzer. That Torah is a sha'al that connects to the kavir at shemayim. The Hatzir in this Mashal is Yirat Shamayim. So he has a fence, he built a fence of Torah, but it doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, it's not protecting anything. And therefore, without Yirat Shamayim, so his Torah is not worth so much. So then we need to bring the Yirah before the Torah. It's not that made as a problem over there, because it should be the opposite, really. Really, the Yirat Shamayim should be considered the fence, and the Torah should be the Hatzir. That's like we said before. The gate is what protects the Torah.
So here it's saying, Chabad, the guy doesn't have a chaser, but he has a fence. When the fence is what? The fence is Torah. When the fence becomes Torah. So Sfat Emet over asked that question over there. He says, Kevan Shat Torah, he has Sha'a Nikanes in the Shamayim, Kesa Dekriz the Birai Shahabad, the Bishi has Torah, Torah, she has Sha'a, Venu in the Shamayim. Hello, Bechle, like Dim Nimuda Torah, Kedira Gidra Shamayim, who be here, she cannot be an eye on Sofa Davarainu. Mishe Loe, Vihuato, Torah, the Aira, which means the Torah leads you to Irat Shamayim. So you need the fence to lead you to the Irat Shamayim. Chaval on a person that studies Torah, but his Torah never led him to the main entree, which is the Irat Shamayim. He built the fence, but the fence never led him to the main item. It's referring to the result. Normally, it's supposed to work that way, that the fence will lead you to Torah, will lead you to Irat Shamayim. Like Bishai Shari, Torah mivili de Yira, or Torah mivili de Zehirut, and so on and so forth. But if you're just learning Torah, it doesn't lead you to these things. So there's a Chaval. He built the fence, but he never let him today. The gate never let him into the main entree. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, lo barak Kadosh Baruch Hu et olamo, ela kadesh shiyiru milefanav. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for one purpose, in order that we fear him. Shanei Amar v'ayiluim asa, God made the world, shiyiru milefanav, in order that we should fear him. The feast in one v'rabbi l'azar abu yatveh, the rabbis were sitting halib, v'azir abbi Yaakov Baraha. Yaakov Baraha walked by. Amar le'chadeh, one of the rabbis told his friend, niku mekameh, we have to stand up in front of him. De gemar da'chil hatayinu, this is a man that's yinehet, fearing of sin. Which means this man over is a Ben Torah, Bar Orian. I'm telling you that the man is fearful of sin. And you're telling me he's a Ben Torah, which means you lowered him. I give him a bigger praise. That means I'm saying that his Torah led him to Yirat Chet. Without Torah, he cannot have Yirat Chet. I'm giving him the biggest compliment. Not only studies, a lot of people study Torah, but you can study Torah without Yirat Chet. I'm telling you that his Torah led him to Yirat Chet. That's the bigger praise. This Tayyem, the Rabbi El Azaru, the Amad, the Gavad, the Achil Hassainu. We just assume we had the two rabbis there, Rabbi Simon, the Rabbi El Azaru. We don't know which rabbi praised him by saying he's Yirat Chet. So the Gemara says, this Tayyem, you can conclude that it was Rabbi El Azar. Why? The Amar, Rabbi Yohanan, Shur, Rabbi El Azar. Eno la Kadosh Baruch Hu be'olamo, ela yirat shamayim bilvad. That is God's greatest asset. Shnei Emad, Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem, Elokecha Shu'el Me'imach. What does God want from the person? Ki'im li'yirah. He just wants you to fear. Uchtim, we have another pasuk. Vayome le'adam. Hen yirat Hashem, hi chokmah. That's the biggest chokmah. Sheken bilshono yivani koni le'achat hen. In Greek, the word for one is hen. And therefore the pasuk is saying, hen, there's only one chokmah in the world. And the main chokmah is what? Yirah. And who said that? Rabbi Elazar. Tistayim. So therefore must be Rabbi Elazar, the one that is extolling the virtues of Yirah Techet. Darash. That means don't be too big of a rasha. Rabbi says, "Harbehu delo rasha, hameat rasha." What? Don't be such a big rasha. He can be a small rasha. Ela mishachal shum v'rechon nodef yazor v'yochal shum acher v'yerechon nodef. If a person ate garlic and he has a bad smell, what are you going to tell him to do? Eat more garlic so he has another, so he has more smell? So too, if a person made a sin. That, what should he say over here? That's the point. I mean, if you sinned already a lot, cut your losses. Don't sin anymore. Don't say, well, I sinned already, so I might as well. But if a person ate a garlic and he smells, he should eat more garlic? Cut your losses. Stop eating the garlic. Stop making the sins. That's the pasuk. Don't think that once you reach a certain amount of sins, that's it, you're doomed. You're not doomed. Darash Rabba Bar Rab Ula. By dichtiv, what does it mean in the pasuk? Ki en harsubot lemotam ubari ulam. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo dayan l'rsha'im she'enem haredim ba'atzebim. That's what harsubot means over here. Haredim ba'atzebim. Harsubot. They are not fearful, nor are they depressed. Miyom amita. They're not scared of the day of death. They're not scared of anything. They're not scared of my sin. Ela shlibam bari lahem. They are confident ki'ulam. They are confident and like a big hole that's opened. Ve'ainu da'amad avam. My dichtiv ze darkam keselamo. This is referring to the kesilim. That what? That they're the fools.
pasuk says before this, kirbam batemo le'olam. Yudaim reshaim shedarkam lamita. They know that they're going to die. Kirbam batemo. They know that their kevet is going to be their ultimate house. But what? Ve'yesh lahem chelev al kislam. But their kidneys, where all the advice comes from, is filled with fat. And therefore does not give them the advice to make the teshuvah. Shema tomar, shikuha imen. Maybe you're going to tell me, they forget. It's a lapse of knowledge. So it says, tamud lomar ve'ahadehem b'fihem yirtzu selah. Which means they always talk about it. They always talk about their end. They always talk about ahadehem. They always talk about their end. B'fihem, they talk about it. But they don't do anything about it. Because the stubbornness causes them to deny. Let's go to that. She's over here just to catch up. Mi she'achal shum v'rechon nodef. Peruka, here's the answer. Kevamar haki, kamar kera'im rashata me'at. If you made a little dishrut. Antosef ha'dashaka. Mi she'achal shum v'rechon nodef. Kevan lahabero. The Haverat, Kalum Yahzu Yukal Oda, you know, if your tail is one, Aruch be smelling for a longer period of time. Haredin Batsebin, the Trikund Arzubot, Kiulam, Shippopato, the Rahab, Zedar Kam Elmine Ketiv Kirbam, Batemo Le Olam, the Ainu Kibura, Badar Ketiv, Zedar Kam Keselam Kulumar Yuda, even Shuzudar Kam, they know that they're going to end up in the grave. Aval Keselam, or Mazak Kesel, their Keselim, their kidneys, or their are filled with fat. Kiliyotehem mechupim bechelbam meashib kiliyotehem mechashevet tzufam. But I'm thinking about their end. Veshema tomar machmat achelef shachov v'alem shogegim. Maybe give them the benefit of the doubt. They forgot therefore the shogegim. Tamud lomar v'achareem et ha'atid labo their future lenafsham achare ovdam b'fihem yirtzu v'yisaperu tamid. They always talk about it. V'afapichen enam chozrim. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. 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 Amen.